wasn't long after those big strikes in the East, the Lawrence strike and the Patterson silk strike, that there was a great strike of copper workers in the state of Utah. And it was there that Joe Hill, I'm sure that all of you have heard of Joe Hill, the songwriter, the troubadour of the IWW, was arrested. The little red songbook, which never dies, apparently, any more than the memory of Joe Hill, has many of his songs. And if there is one thing that I am really proud of in my long labor history, it is that while he was in prison, before he was executed, he wrote a song dedicated to me that was called The Rebel Girl. And that song, I hope you do hear sometime. It may not be the best of words or the best of music, but it came from the heart, and it was certainly so treasured.
That's Hazel Dickens singing The Rebel Girl, a song about IWW organizer, co-founder of the ACLU, Elizabeth Gurley Flynn, who you heard before the song basically introducing it, though Hazel Dickens' updated lyrics are somewhat more singable than Elizabeth could have thought. Both of those tracks can be found on the album Don't Mourn, Organize, Songs of Labor Songwriter Joe Hill. You can just look for that on YouTube, find the whole thing.
Here's the story of Joe Hill, who was a songwriter, came over to America from Sweden at the turn of the century, and joined the industrial workers of the world, the Wobblies, noted left-wing union of the times, and became sort of a minor left-wing hero. And then one day, he was accused of murder, and he became a major left-wing hero of the times. He was accused of murder in Utah, and you know where Utah's at. So he had to pay with his life back then, and here's a song about that, sort of like a folk ballad to the tune of John Hardy. The song, by the way, has been made into a movie starring Richard Burton as Joe Hill, and Elizabeth Taylor plays the industrial workers of the world.
Some work to do. Joe come a-sailing through Joe Hill, as Joe come a-sailing through. Oh, his clothes were coarse and his hopes were high as he headed for the promised land. And it took a few weeks on the out-of-work streets before he began to understand. Before he began to understand. Then Joe got hired by Bowery Bar, sweeping up the saloon. As his rag would sail o'er the ballroom rail, sounded like he whistled on a tune. You could almost hear him whistling on a tune. And Joe rolled on from job to job, from the docks to the railroad line. And no matter how hungry the hand that wrote, in his letters he was always doing fine. In his letters he was always doing fine. Oh, the years went by like the sun going down, slowly turned the page. And when Joe looked back at the sweat upon his tracks, he had nothing to show but his age. He had nothing to show but his age. So he headed out for the California shore. There things were just as bad. So he joined the industrial workers of the world, 'cause the union was the only friend he had. 'Cause the union was the only friend he had. Now the strikes were bloody and the strikes were black, as hard as they were long. In the dark of the night, Joe would stay awake and write. In the morning, he would raise them with a song. In the morning, he would raise them with a song. And he wrote his words to the tunes of the day, to be passed along the union by. And the strikes were led and the songs were spread, and Joe Hill was always on the line. Yes, Joe Hill was always on the line. Now in Salt Lake City a murder was made. There was hardly food to find. Oh, the proof was poor, but the sheriff was sure that Joe was the killer of the crime. That Joe was the killer of the crime. Joe raised his hands, but they shot him down. He had nothing but guilt to give. It's a doctor I need, and they left him to bleed. But he made it 'cause he had the will to live. Yes, he made it 'cause he had the will to live. Then the trial was held in a building of wood, and there the killer would be named. And the days weighed more than the cold copper ore, 'cause he feared that he was being framed. 'Cause he found out that he was being framed. Oh, strange are the ways of the Western law, strange are the ways of fate. For the government crawled to the mine owner's call, and the judge was appointed by the state. Yes, the judge was appointed by the state. Oh, Utah justice can be had, but not for a union man. And Joe was warned by some early morn, there'd be one less singer in the land. There'd be one less singer in the land. Now William Spry was Governor Spry, and life was his to hold. On the last appeal fell a governor's tear. May the Lord have mercy on your soul. May the Lord have mercy on your soul. Even President Wilson held up the day, but even he would fail. For nobody heard the soul-searching words of the soul in the Salt Lake City jail. Of the soul in the Salt Lake City jail. For 36 years he lived out his days, and he more than played his part. For the songs that he made, he was carefully paid with a rifle bullet buried in his heart. With a rifle bullet buried in his heart. Yes, they lined Joe Hill up against the wall, blindfold over his eyes. It's the life of the rebel that he chose to live. It's the death of the rebel he died. It's the death of the rebel that he died. In his time in the cell, he wrote to his friend, his wishes all were plain. My body can't be found on the Utah ground, so they laid him on a fast parting train. Yes, they laid him on a fast parting train. And the rebel rode to Chicago town. There were 30,000 people to mourn. And just about the time that Jolie died, legend was just being born. A legend was just being born. Now some say Joe was guilty as charged, some say he wasn't even there, and I guess nobody will ever know, 'cause the court records all disappeared. 'Cause the court records all disappeared. Say wherever you go in this fair land, in every Union hall, in the dusty dark, these words are marked in between all the cracks on the wall. In between all the cracks on the wall. It's the very last lines that Joe Hill wrote when he knew that his days were through. This is my last and final will. Good luck to all of you. Good luck to all of you.
That was Phil Oakes' monumental Ballad of Joe Hill. Today is the day that Joe Hill was put to death by the state of Utah for his revolutionary union activities and his songwriting. His songs are still sung today and fan the flames of discontent among workers out there who want control of their lives, and so they organize. The other famous song about Joe Hill by Alfred Hayes says that Joe Hill lives on in the workers who strike and organize. And we see that spirit alive today, not just in the historic IWW organizing burger flippers at Burgerville, but in the hundreds of thousands, the millions of workers in India and China and around the world who take control of their power at the point of production. Today is Joe Hill Day. We heard some music by and about Joe Hill. Tonight, you can go to see Beyond Little Boxes perform a special commemorative concert about Joe Hill at the Rose City Book Pub. That's 1329 Northeast Fremont. Starts at 7 with a $10 suggested contribution at the door. There'll be musical performance and historical presentation.